This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 671, How to Get Band 8 for IELTS Writing.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll learn how to increase your IELTS writing score beyond that 6, beyond that 7, all the way to band 8. Take notes and change your study plan.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey guys, welcome to IELTS Energy. I was going to record with another 3-key student today who got amazing scores, but unfortunately, you know, stuff comes up, so you're going to hear from him next week. So guys, instead, I am going to talk today about something I've been touching on recently, and really have been giving a lot of thought to, and that is, how can you guys break past that 7 in writing? That seems to be really the Achilles heel for a lot of students. So definitely listen up today and take notes. I'm going to talk about some 3-key students who have done this. How did they get that 7.5? How did they get that 8? And then I'm going to break it down with some ideas for how you guys can do the same thing for your next IELTS exam. Okay, so first of all, let's look at how real students have gotten high writing scores. So let's first talk about some 7.5 writing, and then we'll get to 8 and even 8.5. So the first student I'll talk about is Laert. You may have heard him on the show. He got a 7.5. And first of all, he said, the reason he got that was firstly the templates, right? Because he needed to know how to organize his ideas and what linking words to use. But then he said that the vital part after that is to bring your own ideas and vocabulary. And he used a phrase I really like, to feel your own phrases. We'll talk more about that in a second, but that's just basically like, you guys need to be yourself in your writing as well. Okay, so I'm going to compare writing fluency and speaking fluency in a minute, and that's going to make a lot more sense. Okay, so another student who hit a 7.5 was Juliana. And again, she said she couldn't have done this without the 3 keys templates, because then she knew just where to plug in her ideas. It was, you know, very clear, very easy. But the thing is, like, she came in at a high level already because she's a writer, okay? She writes for a living. And that meant that she could bring her own voice into her writing, okay? And again, notice the commonality here. It's about bringing yourself into your writing. And here, guys, I mean, we're talking about task 2, obviously. If you're an academic student, you don't bring your personality into task 1. If you are a general student, though, you do. So all of today's advice is great for those general letters as well as task 2, okay? Now, Leticia got an 8 in writing. How did she do that? Well, again, first of all, the templates. And she said that she felt she got that 8 because she was able to express a really strong opinion. And she was also very confident in her brainstorming. Okay, she said that was a necessary part in making the writing process easier for her. So guys, remember, you need to have all of your ideas in your brainstorm before you start writing. Okay. But the third thing that she noted about her 8 in writing was how important it is to be flexible. All right. So she advised you guys to not get hung up on the type of question. Students are always like, is it argument? Is it opinion? What is it? So don't get hung up on that. Just answer the question. All right. So all task two questions look the same. It gives you like one or two sentences that state an opinion or a problem, an issue. And then it asks you a question. Focus on that question. It tells you what to write in the body. Do you agree or disagree? What is your opinion? What are some causes? Okay. Focus on the question and just answer it. Okay. Now, we had another student who didn't want to be named on the show, which is totally fine. But this student got an 8.5 in writing. Now, he came into the course at a pretty high level, right? But that doesn't guarantee that you're going to get a good score, right? So he said it was really important to know exactly what the examiner was looking for, all right? So in Three Keys, we tell you that. And using the templates, of course. And he also said that even though he felt like he had good vocabulary, he needed a nudge. He needed to know how to focus this vocabulary and what sort of academic and formal words he should use in task two. Okay. So he said that those things made all the difference for him to get that 8.5. Okay, guys. So this is what I want to talk to you about. All right. And this is what helped all these students break past that 7 and above on their IELTS writing. So think about this first. Okay. We always talk about speaking fluency. So what does that mean? If you're going to get an 8 for speaking, that means you are sounding natural. You are being yourself. You are showing personality. So how do we do that for speaking? How do you prepare for that? Well, you listen to a lot of native speaker English, right? You guys know that. And you also practice speaking and not just about IELTS questions. And that is so important. If you only practice IELTS questions, you're going to sound like a student. You're going to sound rehearsed. It's not natural. So the key to getting an 8 or higher in speaking is being yourself, sounding natural, right? That's fluency, okay? So how do we do that for writing? Guys, there are more things in common between speaking and writing than people think about. And teachers don't think about this a lot either. I think a lot of people teach and learn speaking and writing in totally different ways. But guys, these two skills, they're both productive skills. Okay. There's a lot in common in how we prepare ourselves to be fluent in these two skills. So let's draw parallels between speaking fluency and writing fluency for band 8. Okay.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
So for speaking, you need to listen to a lot of native speaker English. So what does that mean for writing? You need to read a lot and a lot of different topics, right? That's the key. And different writing. So don't just read the newspaper to get all those topics, okay? In order to find your voice in your writing, you need to read something you enjoy. You need to look for writing that you think is great, that speaks to you. Novels. So in the past couple weeks, I've been recommending ways to get more reading into your life. So guys, I will link back to those episodes. Come back to IELTS.allearsenglish.com, guys. And this is episode 671. I will link to those episodes. So definitely check those out. So you need to read good writing. For me, this means Stephen King. You've heard me talk about Stephen King, some sci-fi authors, but also I really enjoy historical fiction, like Edward Rutherford, for example, or the Noble House series. There is so much good writing, you guys. So go to that website I recommended before, goodreads.com, okay? So that is essential to developing your voice, to developing your fluency in writing, all right? Same as listening learning to develop speaking. So the next part is to not just practice IELTS questions. All right. Okay. So here's the thing, guys. Yes, you need to have a template. You have to start by learning what a perfect essay looks like. But then you have to be able to approach this flexibly. And this has come up a lot in some personal coach classes I've had lately. I've been loving it. Students have been discovering it themselves and then asking me to make sure. The thing is, guys, like, you don't have to use the same exact linking words in every essay. It's not going to be appropriate for every single topic. You have to be flexible. That means you have to understand what these phrases actually mean. Like, how is more specifically different than as an illustration, right? How do we use those differently? It's not going to be exactly correct for every single idea. So you have to really look at models of these phrases so you know how to use them, and then you can be more flexible with them. All right, so trust yourself, trust your voice, make sure you are using phrases that are appropriate to the topic, that have a meaning, right? Don't just use a phrase to use a phrase. It has to be there for a reason, okay? Now, another part of flexibility is in your ideas. So don't just stick to these student-y ideas of like, let's see, for example, the newspaper said recently, or the Stanford did a study, or whatever, whatever. Yeah, those are great for some topics, but not for every topic. And you know what? Fake research is a lot of fun, but it's not appropriate for every topic, okay? So again, just pay attention to what the question is asking. What is appropriate for that topic, okay? And you need to use your own ideas and your own vocabulary that you love to use. Don't just use a word because you think the examiner's gonna love it. Use it because you know what it means and you know it's great and you like it. So guys, when you are making your vocabulary notebook, okay, only put words in there that you actually want to use that you find interesting. All right. So to sum up, guys, the key to that 8 or higher in writing is fluency, writing fluency, developing your own natural voice. So read good writing that you enjoy, especially novels and literature. Okay. You have to learn a template. That was the first thing that all these students said. But then the biggest thing is to break through and past that 7 is to bring your own voice. Okay, guys. So I would love to hear your ideas and your questions about writing. So comment on the blog post for this episode, you guys. This is episode 671. And remember, if you want a chance to get 15 minutes with me and ask me personal questions about your writing or whatever other IELTS scores that you are looking to increase, you can win a free 15-minute level check with me one-on-one if you leave us a review. So in whatever app you are using to listen to this podcast, leave us a review, guys. We are going to choose one lucky reviewer at random, all right? We're not just going to look at the positive reviews and choose one. So be honest. Just ask us a question if you want. Leave us a review. We're going to choose one of you guys at random to have that free 15-minute level check with me. So review this podcast, y'all. Okay, guys, I hope you're having a wonderful week, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.